Hindi Annie Melbourne, as you're aware, produces our program. She's actually in Whakatane for this week, and that puts her close to some of the circumstances that we are witnessing out of Opotiki and also in Kawerau. Kawerau, with dirty tap water, she's been in touch with the mayor there, who will join us to discuss how they're going to work through that issue. And also, you would have heard of the passing of a prominent figure in Opotiki, Stephen Rota Taiatini. Now, he's being described in the media as the president of the mongrel mob Barbarians, but others who know the guy are mindful that he was a very prominent guy in the community as well and did some really good things. So sometimes I think we get a bit carried away in talking about what people have done rather than who they are. Anyway, Hiniani is closer to the action than me. Thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe, Hiniani.
Oh, tēnā koe. Morena to everyone in Auckland.
Tēnā koe, thanks. You've actually been speaking with your Opotiki mayor, who we'll perhaps get a chance to talk with over the next couple of days. What have you been talking to him about?
So I got hold of Mayor David Moore yesterday, and he said what's happening in Opotiki, because the man who's died is actually he's whakapapas to the area. He was born there, he was raised there, and I understand. I mean, I don't know him at all, and I haven't actually been to Opotiki this week, but I understand that he also was working with young Māori people to try and keep them out of keep them out of trouble. So, and I also understand that he was a family man with his own family, a beautiful wife and children. And so, you know, to paint someone as just as a gang leader is not to do that person justice, particularly in this case. But David Moore, the mayor of Opotiki, was saying that they're trying to work with whakatohea, the police and the council are trying to work together to keep the peace, to make sure that due justice is done, but that also that tikanga Māori is in place and that so that it's part of the community healing itself and sorting itself out rather than allowing it to become, what could possibly be a gang confrontation, which is what some of the schools were concerned about. So that's what they're doing in Opotiki, which I thought was an amazing response from the community, where the local runanga, the council and the police are working together to try and find solutions for the community. Within the community.
It's pretty unusual to have a lockdown of this type, though, in a community, isn't it? Still no school there today, perhaps even tomorrow?
Yes, they're playing it one by one. The mayor seems to, it's up to each school, but some of the kids travel quite a way by bus. And I think the schools were worried that if something did happen, that it would be difficult for the children to get back home. You know, it's quite a scattered, it's a small town and then a wider community that attends the local college, for example, and some of the other schools.
As Māori, we wrap around in times of grief, don't we? So it shouldn't surprise any of us that people would come in, patched or not, to support a guy who they loved. The gathering of people with gang affiliations in many ways should come as a little surprise to us, do you think, Hiniani?
No, and I think they're just trying to manage that. I'm not sure when or where the tangi is going to be held, but there's some strong community leaders in the area, and I'm sure that they will manage it. It's whakatohea. And you know they've got a very strong community response to everything. From you remember their response to COVID, and they've also got an active response to the housing shortage. So they're a very active community. And as I say, I think it's also strengthening their stance when other major local organisations work together with them.
Thanks, Hiniani. Just to wrap us up too, the images of the brown water in your hometown of Kawerau were a little distressing. I hope you didn't have to drink that when you were growing up.
No. Kawerau had the most beautiful water in the world. Honestly, we just naturally presumed everyone's water was like that and nearly died when you leave the town and find out everybody else's water has to be chlorinated. But in the last few years, what's happened is they tried to move it from one spring to another using different pipes. And I personally think it's an engineering stuff-up somewhere along the way. But the mayor and the council is working very hard to clean, to get the pipes cleaned that they're using. So, you know, it's all about that infrastructure. Even though people have talked down the three waters, it is such an important part because, you know, if you don't have drinking water, and it's not the only town, Wellington looks like it's going to be boiling their water over summer if they don't watch out.
Well, I hope it gets cleaned up too. Te Rangi Tawaia Reedy says it was beautiful water. They used to bring it home in bottles. And now that he's grown up, he takes bottles of brown water filled with something else home instead. Good on you, Hiniani.
Not Te Rangi Tawaia.
No. Certainly not. Good catching up with you again. All the best to you. Thanks for giving us some insights from what's happening down where you are. Appreciate your time today. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā
koutou. Thanks. You're with Urban Māori Radio. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if Kelvin or Shane